Hello, and thank you for stopping by my poster on comparative analysis of telemedicine service before and during pandemic. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the number of telemedicine services increased significantly due to the stay-at-home order in New York City. The goal of this study is to identify demographic groups of patients who receive telemedicine service and to analyze how different demographic groups' telehealth usage patterns change in different demographic groups throughout the course of the pandemic. The data set was generated by Curing EHR at the Mount Sinai Health System to identify all patients who used telemedicine service between January 2019 and December 2020. The independent variables are patients' age, race, gender, diagnosis, medical history, and their practitioner's area of specialty. We mapped patients' billing diagnosis into body systems, and we also calculated patients' Charlson comorbidity scores based on their medical history and age. We divided the data set into two subsets, prior to the pandemic and during the pandemic. We performed separate analysis for adults and children. All analysis were performed in Python. In terms of statistical testing, we used t-test for numerical variables and Pearson chi-square test for categorical variables. All statistical tests were two-sided, with p-value smaller than 0.05 being considered statistically significant. For the result, there were over 263,000 telemedicine sessions and around 169,000 unique patients in the data set. According to the figures, there was a drastic increase in telemedicine service starting March 2020 and reached the peak in May 2020. The number of daily telemedicine sessions reached a stable but high level in July 2020. According to the table, prior to the pandemic, there were significantly more young patients and female patients using telemedicine services. However, these differences only reflected in adult patients, but not in children. The average age for adults was 42 years old and 7.9 years old for children prior to the pandemic. The average age increased to 49.9 years old for adults and remained constant at 7.7 years old for children during the pandemic. In addition, prior to the pandemic, only 33% of adult patients were male. This number increased to 39% in 2020. Although the proportion of adult African-American telemedicine users increased from 9% to 15%, there were still significantly more white telemedicine users than African-American users. Furthermore, the average adult patients' comorbidity scores also increased significantly from 0.66 to 1.42 during the pandemic. In conclusion, the COVID-19 pandemic changed the landscape of telemedicine drastically. The average age of patients increased since the pandemic, and there were significantly more white patients using the service than African-American patients. In future studies, we plan to study the accessibility of telemedicine to older adults and the disparities of telemedicine usage between different races. We believe future analysis of telemedicine are warranted. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to scan the QR code or email me at wanting.cui@mssm.edu. Thank you.